lezen met Alef. Boi Rav Poppe. Nechliko hatiyemes mahu. What is the halacha by nechliko hatiyemes? What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Shnei alim al yainim em tsa'ayim, the two middle leaves, the two top middle leaves, Sheshom HaShedra Kolo, that the Shedra, the whole Shedra is, the simen where the Shedra is that we have leaves coming out from the side. That's similar to a spine that they have ribs coming out. Now, where the Shedra ends, nothing is coming out anymore, so the Shedra ended with two leaves. Nechleku zemize, now the two leaves separated one from the other, v'nizdeko ha-shedra ad ha-olim shalamata mehem, and the shedra also split till the next leaves. Now, there's a shaila, what pshat in Rashi is, the kapistamorim is a suffix, but the goyin learns pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means as follows, that sometimes when the lulav ends with two middle leaves, and these two leaves are attached with a color, with something red, or something around the, or brownish, and that is mechaba the leaves, So you have these two middle leaves are attached. Now a person will go and will separate it. He'll separate this leaves. That means he'll take away the kara. And according to Rashi, that's not sufficient. He split the shedre till the next leaves. And that's very good. Perhaps the loshen nechleko atiyaymis. Nechleko means it's completely divided. There's no chibur whatsoever. If they're still attached by the shedre, that means they both come out from this shedre, so maybe that would be called nizdak. It's not. Nechleko means, this is shitas rashi. Nechleko tiyemis means it's completely separated. These two leaves are completely separated, so shitas rashi is that it's not sufficient that the Dova HaMechabron was taken away, but the Shedra itself is Mechabr, the two leaves. The two leaves are attached since they both come out together from one Shedra. So therefore Rashi says, V'nizdiko HaShedra Da'olam Shalamatamim. So they're completely separated. T'yaymes Lefishim Eduvokim Kitumim. Because these two leaves are attached like twins. I don't know since when Siamese twins are attached. I don't know what meduvokim ketumim are, but could be they, in actions there, one is very close to the other. So kaponim, so we're speaking about two leaves, which were nischaber from adovachitzaini, and they became separated completely till the next leaves started growing out from the shedra. That's Arashi says pshat in the Shaila of Rapope. Nechleka teyoyim ismau, toshma, the Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, nitla teyoyim isposl. It says if the teyoyim is was taken away, that means if these two leaves are not here, posl, my lap, who are the nechleka? So the same din is by nechleka. The Gemara says, "Loi nitlo shani dachosalei." Nitlo is different. We're missing the leaves. Here, the leaves are here. They're separated. Ika damrim Rabbi Yechon mishemelev and nechleka teyaymes nase kimishen nitla teyaymes uposel. It's very interesting. There's a shakla v'tari in the Gemara. If nechleka is like nitlo, now what is the shakla v'tari? The first lashon held. It's not like nitla. The second lashnas nechlevim nasa kemisha nitla to yaimis apostle. Perhaps we could say we see, according to Rashi, that the Tiyamis are speaking about the two middle leaves which are attached. They have a name. They have a name, Tiyamis, the twins, the two twin leaves. And they're called Tiyamis because they're mechubah one to the other, they're attached one to the other. Now, it seems that there's a yichus of Tiyamis. We're speaking about the middle leaves, the top leaves, and there's a chshivus in these two leaves. That's what we see. Now, is that what they are, the Tiyamis, is that a sibbe or a simen? That means it could be the chshivus is derived because they're take. Because that is their chshivus, the two middle attached leaves. That is their chshivus. Nitlo hatiyamis is possible because you don't have the tiyum. You don't have the two middle attached leaves. Perhaps we could say that the gedder of lulav is oisius loy leiv, that Klal Yisrael's Meyachad Libam LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the middle two leaves, that's why there's an union of Tiyum, of Yichud, of attachment. So it could be, it's a Sibbe. That means the Chshivis is because they are Metuyim, because they are attached. And Nitla Tiyamis is no good because you lost the Tiyum. You lost the Tiyum. So if it is a sibbe, so nechleka tiyamis will also be possible, because you also lost the tiyum. So that's the gemara, that was the gemara's din. The gemara says that if nitla is possible, so why is it possible? Because you're missing the tiyum. That means the lulav needs b'emtsoi this tiyum, and in nitla tiyamis you're missing the tiyum. We don't find that the samas if a leaf is missing from a lulav or two leaves are missing from lulav, there's no chesaron in that. But it seems that these two leaves, these are the tiyamis of the lulav, so we're missing the tiyum of the lulav. So if the chesaron is because we are missing the tiyum, that means it's a sib, it's a reason. So nechlekat tiyamis, you're also missing the tiyum. That was the first side of the gemara. That's the maskonis ha-gemara. And the gemara says no, that it's not a sib, it's a simin. That these two leaves, we have to pinpoint them, so we call them the tiyamis, but it's not their chshivus is because of their tiyum. The chshivus is these two middle leaves, which are tiyamis, these two leaves are very choshev. So the Gemara says, so nitlo shani dachosale, you're missing these leaves. If nechleka tiyamis, you're not missing these leaves. They're not attached. So they're not attached. They're not the attachment is the chshivis. It's a simen. We just want to know which leaves we're speaking about. So we're speaking about the attached leaves. But if they're missing, there's a chesaron by the chosalei. Mashain came by nechleka. It's not chosalei. They're here. Could be that was the shakla v'taryeh in the Gemara. Before we see Taisvis, let us see for 1 minute the Rif. Then we'll see Taisvis. This is Andaf Tesvov Amud Aleph. B'dafei harif. Boi Rav Pope, nechleka tiyamis mal. Tosh madam ishim belevi, nechleka tiyamis, nasis kemish, enitla tiyamis upost. Perish atiyamis, what is tiyamis? Gaba, this is the back, the gaba dehutze, this is the back of the leaf. The mitayim lohu, which attaches l'shnei tzidei ha'olo. That means each leaf of the lulav is a double leaf. And they are attached with a gaba, with a back. That means each leaf theoretically has three parts to it. There are the two sides, and then there's a back that is mechaber the two sides. Peirish ha-tiyoimis, so what is the tiyoimis? Gabo the hut. So this is the back of the leaf, the mitayim luhu lishnei tzidei ha'olo, which attaches, which connects the two sides of the leaf. Umash velo l'chat, and it makes each leaf one, it unites each leaf. Ki kol achas va'achas, each leaf is kfulo l'shnayim, is double. Uto'uma migabe, and it is attached from the back. Ve'im nifredu ahutzim zemizet. If the leaves became separated one from the other, and that means as follows, that means we have here double leaves, but they're separated, they're not so close one to the other. Ba'omad kol echad ve'echad kshehu kofel lebeis, but each one is still a double leaf, atiyayimishlam kayem is kosher. That means if each leaf is whole, each leaf is whole, that means each leaf is a double leaf. No, the separated one from the other, that's nifredu alav, that's kosher. But the imnechliko atiyoimis, but what is if the tiyoimis were split, areyu kilu nifretzu ha'alin uposel. So it's like nifretzu ha'alin uposel. So the Ran, there's one line here in the Ran that says a beautiful pshat in the Rif. How it came, what the shaila was. And according to the Rif HaGavuch, it means that roiv of the alim, the tiyum, was split. And that's how Taisvis, in the beginning of the Perek, learns, that's like nifretzu alav, Taisvis learns that. So the Rif learns, this is nechleka ha-tiyoymis. That means the tiyoymis of the dover ha-mechaber, roiv ha-alim, became split. The tiyoymis of roiv ha-alim became split. That's how the Rif learns pshat. Nech, let's see the Ran. The Ran is one line before the Dibra Maschel Omar Apanach. Nech leka tiyoymis, nase kemisha nitla tiyoymis uposel. Perish. Im nech leku ha-olim. The olim split, but they became divided. Bimokoin shemas imin. In the place where they're connected. Harei hu ki ilu notal bekulam. Bechol, so it is similar. Ki ilu. This was taken away. What was taken away? Bechalachas vachas. What was taken away? Oisei chut hamas imam. That means if you have, we say each leaf has three components, the two sides and the dover hamechabrom. So if it is split, it is equivalent ki'ilu, that chut, that chelik, which is mechaber, is non-existent. Fahavalei chesorin bekulo. So each leaf has a chesorin that it is missing this chelik. Ebeho vadai posel, the mashme, how do you know that that's posel? The pshitalon, the chesorin bekulo posel, that it means, if in each leaf there'll be a chesorin in one of the chalokim of the leaves, that's sicha, that the gemara held for double portion. So it is very interesting, the shaila of the gemara according to the Rif is as follows. That means you have here a tiyoimis, this is the third chalik of the leaf, which is the mechaba, and the gemara, but it, you have it, but it is not doing its function. So the Gemara clearly shaila nechlika hatiyaimis is kilu nitla hatiyaimis. That means if it's not doing its function, so it's not, it's considered like it's not here. What do I hear from it if it is not, if it is not doing what its tachlis is? Other efshanit. It's here. It's separated. But you have all three parts here. You have the two sides and the gav. It's split. So it's split. So it's not doing what it should have done. So it's not doing. That was the shaila. So it's a very interesting shot. It's a very interesting, that was the din of the Gemara. That since it's not doing what it should do, so I consider like the whole tiyoimis is not here. The whole middle part is not here. That was the shaila in the Gemara, and that was the Gemara's question. Now let us see Tosfos. Nech lekatiyoimis, loy mayri shenizdiku beroyshoy Alin shebereish hashedre. Nechleka does not mean that the tops of the leaves were split. The kulo ochi isnayu. So Taisa says all of them are split on the top. Elok de peish bekuntre, shne alav al yoinim, emtsaayim, sheshoma shedre kolo, nechleka ze mi ze, venizdeka hashedre ad haolim shelamak. So I mentioned before that the Goyin learns in Rashi that it means the two leaves are connected with kare, and that chibur was separated, and so now it's not mechubur anymore. Agav uche, there are chiluki deis when one purchases a famachta lulav, that means this kare covering the top. And there are chaluki days. Some people are curious to know what's underneath the kare. Could be it's a little split on the top. Zechnish sugefelach. Could be it's ovid kehimnik. Who knows what's there? It could be it's ignorance is bliss. So God, they bring down in the kashrus abbas haminim, he brings down from the maimer modchai that ignorance is taka bliss. First of all, don't touch it. Because by taking it off, besides sometimes you could take a kalya when you take it off, but by taking it off, according to this shita in Rashi, and this is other shitas of other paiskim also, now you just made kalya. Because this was attaching, could it very well be this was attaching the two leaves, and by taking this off, so now you took off the davar hamachabram. So it's better, and Rav Pomim, it's not a hymnic, and if the top is a little split, the only thing, this is a chumre from the Ran, that the word should be machper, amashu, bereisha, shalulev. So he says, lalocha, one should leave it the way it is, and that's called, someone told me, b'shem rabaran, z'chein lavocha, they showed him such a look. He said, this is a famachta lulav, fakert. He wasn't interested in going further. Ubahat pirish, nechleka atiyoimis, ahi gabe dohutze, eicha de dviko adodi, ahu de metayim bohu. The gav ahutze, so this is lechayra the loshen of the rif, umashveluchat, ikenifritzu alav domi posel, ikenifritu alav domi kosher. Now, the rehitis loshen of Taisvis would seem, this the Kapas Tumam also says that Taisvis did not learn the Bahag like the Rif. The Rif says it's speaking about that Roiv of the Alim are split. It would seem from the Bahag that the Bahag is speaking about the middle leaf, not the way we said in Rashi Shnei Alim Ol Yoinim. It was speaking about the middle leaf that is. The middle leaf that is mechuba with this tiyoimis, and that split, umashvu luchat, ikin nifritzu alav domi posel, ikin nifritzu alav domi kosher. It could be, what is the stode ashayla according to the Bahag? That means, is that a chesoron in the etzem leaf? Like, nifritzu usually means, poritz meruba lo'imid, a pirtze. Pirtze means there's something missing. So, if I have the whole tiyoimis, the way we mentioned before the Ran, I have the whole tiyoimis, but the tiyoimis is not being memala the tachlis, what it should be memala, what should be memala. Is that called a pirtze? Is it called that there's missing something in the leaf? You're missing the davar hamechaber, even though everything is there. It's there, it's just split, but it's called that you're missing something. No, you have the whole leaf. No, they're separated now. So they're separated. So there's nothing. So could be that is the loshen. The Lashon, the Bahag is speaking about the middle leaf. He's not speaking about the all the leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the Gemara says further, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meshim Rab Tarfen, Kapos Tamorim Sidarshan's kofus. Imhoya porud yechavtenu. That means if the leaves of the lulav are separated, one should be ma'agid them, yagdenu milamailo, he should tie them together, because that is the mashmois of kofus. Omalei ravina laravashi, mimai dahai kapes tmorim de lulavu. How do you know that this kapes tmorim is going on the lulav? Eima charusa. Maybe it's going on a branch. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, charusa onof adekel. This is a branch. Menishini skasha shteishonim v'sholish. V'yoytzim boi lulovim harbe. From this branch goes out a lot of lulovim. Shenoshu aleim v'niskashu game v'nasu eitz. And these lulovim also became eitz, which are... became hard. So now it looks like a branch. You have a long branch with there are chalokim of the branch coming out of the middle chalik, and it looks like a normal branch. So maybe that's a taish kapes tamorim. That means a lulav. So the Gemara answered. Beinin kofus veleket. Beinin kofus, shimhoyo porud yechavtenu. They should be able to bring it together. Vareze porud, here, the lulavim, the previous lulavim which come out from this branch, vareze porud veinata yochalu chayfsoi. You cannot bend it in, shiyuanofov aprudim kan of kan, the nichfosim umismachim eitzel avim, shemechuborim boy. So these are separated already. This cannot become kofus to the middle branch. So Rashi says ve'ema ufse ashtila meiker hadekel shulcholok. So if you want, it has to be. It shouldn't be things jutting out. It should be like one unit. So let's take a chunk of wood from the. From the trunk of the lulav, shehu cholok, it is smooth, vein onav yoytzim imenu, nothing's coming out of it, lakan ulakan, she'ein lecha kofus imenu, there's nothing more kofus than this, it's mamish smooth. So the Gemara said that's also not good. Kofus mechlal di kepolt, but kofus means you have something that could become nifrad, but it is kofus. Here, this is one chunk. Kofus mashmish aporod mitchilo va'ata koifsoi. This is no pirud in this chunk that you could. There's an inyan of to be koifesit. By kofus va'oimed loylam. Frag the gemara ve'ema kufra. So this is einonami eitz ke'ein charus. It's also a branch, not a lulav. Ela adayin ben shona oishtei shonim. It's not so old. So the branches which are jutting out can be bent in. So again, how do you know it's a lulav? Maybe it's a branch. You'll take a branch of a palm tree. And if it is not too old, this can still be bent in. So Amar Abaye, these branches are not smooth, so this is a gilui from this posik that's the svelte noya. Maybe it means two clusters of dates. How do you know? It's a lulav. Maybe kapis is a cluster. It's a kaf is a cluster. So it's a cluster of dates. So it says kapis tomorim. So two clusters of dates. That's the mitzvah. So the Gemara says kapasksiv. You can't take two because the mesiris is one without a vote. The aim of chod, good. So let's take one cluster of dates. Asuma says lahu kaf korile. That is not called kapas. That is called kaf. So if it means a cluster, it says kaf tamorim. Kapoist mom spices is a lotion of kafus. And kofus only applies by a lulav. Let us see Rashi. Tarti kapi de tamri. Tmori matzmam darkemli is harbe tluyim biyachet. B'machbei de shalohem. These are their clusters. V'koyen lem kaf. Kapas ksiv chode. Kaf korile v'chiksiv kapas. Oshem kofus. In Puda, in Loshas, and Neifel, Ella, Alei, Halulav. This is the only thing which fits into the Loshan of Kofut, that there was a pivot in the past to be Kaifasit. We have heard in the Mishnah, Tzine, Habalzel, Ksheira. Omar Abaye, Loishonu, Elo, Sharoishai, Shalze, Magia, Letzad, Ikroi, Shalze. Let us see Rashi. Tzini Abazel, Lulovim Shalahem, these Lulovim, Ha'olim Mu'otim B'Shedra, there's not too many leaves, and Ruchokim, and they're far away, Zelam Ailo Mizeh Harbe. V'oid Shiktanim Hein La'orkon, they're not too many leaves, they're far away, and they're short. V'pa'omim Shemegi Reisha Shalola Zeh Le'ikrei Shalzeh. It could very well be many times that the Reish is not Megia to the Ikra. So Memelis or Abaye said, "Tzini al Balzo. When is it kosher? Shal Roishe Shal Zeh Magi Letzad Ikrei Shal Zeh. Abalein Roishe Shal Zeh Magi Letzad Ikrei Shal Zeh Posel. Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned in Abaye. Tzini al Balzo Psulo. Well, nank Sheir. Alosh Mamino. Abaye Mamino. That sometimes it is kosher, sometimes it is posel. The Ike." The Rome lay milme. Others ask it for a kasha. Nan, sine har balzel kosher. Now, Mishnah says it's kosher. Vosanya psula. The Braise psula. Amar Abaye le kasha. Kan she roisha shal ze magia le tzadikre shal ze. Kan she ein roisha shal ze magia le tzadikre shal ze. So, trashe vike de Rome lay milmo. Le mas nisen. Ubereise, der erste Vorstiere, agav ram yeditu, itmer dabaye lishinuyayu. So Abaye answered the kasha. That's how Abaye came in. Had a raya, now this was the, where it was a kasha with a teretz. Omer Rabbi Miriam, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, wa omri lo toni rabbe ba mori mishim Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakai, shtei tamrois yeish begei ben hinoi, there were two dekolim in Begay ben Hinnom, Va'oila Oshan mi Beinayim, and smoke comes out between these two, the column. Period. V'zeh she'shaninu, Tzine ha'barzol k'sheiris, that is, Tzine, that's what it says, Tzine ha'barzol k'sheiris, V'zui pischo shal Gehinna, and here's the Pesach of Gehinna. So Rashi says, Gay ben Hinnom, Samuch l'Yerushalayim. So I saw the Orchel on there, because then the Kasha made Kahar to Kasha. It's a difficult Gemara to understand. But he brings that the Ran says, why were they called Tzine Har Barzel? Tzine means the column. Fine. Har Barzel. So the Ran says Tzine Har. They grew the column which grew on a mountain. And Barzel, the Kosha Ke Barzel. Fine. So it's a stiff. It's a stiff lulav that grows on a mountain. That's the taich of Tzini HaBazel. Fine. So it's a pella. So the Agamara says that, where do we find them? We find them Begei Ben Hinnom. Gei is a valley. Kol Gei Yinosev, Kol Har Yishofel. So it's a pella that these dekolim that grow in the valley are called Tzine Har Barzel. That's very difficult to understand. So the Olchaner wants to say that Lule Divrei Haran, he would say something else. He would say that, Fakert, that Tzine Har Barzel means these, the Kolim grew in a place that's called Har Barzel. Now, what's called Har Barzel? The Pesach Shal Gehenim is called Har Barzel. Why? Because the Pesach Shal Gehenim, who do we find by the Pesach Shal Gehenim? We find the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says about the Yetzer Hara, number one, Nidme Lehem Kehar. So that's it's a mountain to overcome him. And then the Gemara says also, im polga b'chol menuvul moshchela beis ha-medrash, im even him nimuach, im barzel hum mispoizitz. So that's also a characteristic of the Yetzer Hara. So that is the Pesa, that means these are his characteristics. It's Nidmolem Kahar, it's Mamasha Mountain, it's Barzel, and that is the Pesach of Gehenna. And these two, that, and that's the Tzinei HaBarzel. So Kaponim, the Gemara is, you can understand the Gemara. So these, the Kolim, grow on the Pesach of Gehenna. That's Al Kaponim, so you understand a little bit. That's where they grow. Actually, we could elaborate a little. That means that we're saying the Nidmolem Kahar, it's a mountain, it's a moiridike, difficult task to overcome, it's Barzel, it's iron. I just saw lessons, a moiridike going in Mishlei. The going in Mishlei, Hey, Pasuk Gimel, says as follows. He says, Lidvar Mitzveh, Koidim Asiyas HaMitzveh, when a person is about to do a mitzveh, Koshe Ma'oid Leilech Acha HaMitzveh. It doesn't come easy. It's very difficult. Ki Ayetza Hore Machped Olof. It's the Yetzora's days making it difficult. That's the Har, that's the Barzel. Umisha Yeshaber Oisoi Toch Leilech LePesach Tzar VeKotn VeLizbel Yesurim Ulizgaber Neged Menias Ayetzer Ho. Before he starts to koy the Masiyas a mitzvah, to get to do the mitzvah, there's a whole mulchama he has to go through. Va'achakach, be'eis asiyosa, when he's doing the mitzvah ready, gam kein ein loy hano mamish mimeno ba'olam hazeh. It's also going with a kvedis. Va'akoyl machmas ha-yetzer ha-ro, shemachbid olam. So, the Har and the Barzel, which are the characteristics of the Yetzer Hara, this is the Pesach Shel Gehenom. That means, that's Le Pesach Hatas Oivetz, and this is the Pesach of Gehenom. We have to know this. There's a Har and a Barzel. And it seems on the sides of the Pesach, there's two Dekolim, for some reason. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara says later on Daf Lamed Ches that one of the Meiroim took a lulav and he said, Gira ba'ina de sitne. So it would seem that the lulav, he used it as a chetz, and this is how it seems that somehow that the lulav is the ammunition to fight the Yetzirah. Exactly how this works, Bachmevissen. But Al Kaponim, so it's very interesting that we have Lulovim, which are by the Pesach of Gehenna, by the Har Barzel, and that's how it should help. Now I thought perhaps we have here an interesting din over here that these Lulovim, there's a certain Tanai. If it's Roisho Yisholzeh Magia LeTzadik Yisholzeh, then it's good. If Reish Yisholzeh is not Magia Likre Yisholzeh, it's no good. Perhaps we could say, well, the first half is Ichemis, because the first half the Goyim says. The second half is Tzakeshet HaGemore is debatable. We have mentioned before Gemorim. The Gemore says that in Pogaboch Menubel Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. If you meet up with the Yetzer, schlep him into the Beis Medrash, and then Barzel him misspoits it. So in Milas HaToyreh, from the brother of the Goyim, he brings down, he asks the Goyim, what's pshat in this Gemara? First of all, why do you have to schlep the Yetzer? You don't have to schlep him. He goes without an invitation, he goes by himself, and in all places in the Beis Medrash you have to bring him in. What is the Gemara saying? So the Goyim told him, the Chazal are telling us as follows. Sometimes a person finds, the Mechemes HaYetzer is very difficult. It's a Har, it's a Barzel. He can't overcome it. So then you have to give in to the Yetzer.
How do you give in to him? He says, you give in with everything as long as it's in the Beis Medrash. You want me to be a Balgaiva, I'll be a Balgaiva. I'll learn to, that they'll advertise all over that you won this contest and this contest. Whatever you want, any midah, I'll do it. I'm listening to you. But in the Beis Medrash. Moshchayu le-Beis HaMedrash. And Memele, in that, as long as you're in the Beis HaMedrash, then there's already a Haftoche in Basel whom is poitzes. As long as you're in the Beis HaMedrash, that's good. That's what the Goyin said. Then the Goyin said further, that with this, we could emphasize with Sakasha. Taisvus is Sakasha. One Gemara says, Isaac B'Toyre, Shaloi L'Shmoz, Noich Loi Shaloi Nivro, it's better he shouldn't have been born. Another Gemara says, Mitev Shaloi L'Shmo, Bo L'Shmo, so, where is Pshat? So the Goyin says, it matters what the Tachlis is. If you're going to, there's a contest and you're learning for the contest and everything, but the Tachlis is because Rabbi Nishlom, it's a tremendous mulchama. I can't fight the Yetzirah. This is a way I can motivate myself to learn. So the tachlis is to eventually learn lishma, but I need assistance now. So it's a crutch. So that's leilam yomedodam shalei lishma. If the shalei lishma is that the purpose is shemitayach shalei lishma bo lishma, that he wants eventually to learn lishma, but he's using this as a crutch. That's fakel, that's a chiyuv. One should learn like that, because it can't go the other way. It can't start right away lishma. But if that what it says, that if a person learns shaloi lishma is noich lo shaloi nivra, that means that's his whole tachlis. That means when there's contests, he's learning, he's a masmid. When there's no things, forget about it. There's no reason to learn. So that's noich lo shaloi nivra. So there's two, this. So we have over here these lulavim which are on the pischay shel gehenim, on the pischay of the har and the barzel. So it says like this: if roish shel zeh magia leikrei shel zeh, that means the roish is looking at the ikr. He knows what the tachlis is. The tachlis is eventually to learn lishma, but he's going with the yetzer hore. But roish but magia leikrei shel zeh. So memele, that's a kosher luluv. It's a good anhogim. But if it's not Megiel le'ikrei shel zeh, that means he stops before, that there's a different ikr by him. The ikr is the publicity and the covet and everything else, and that's it. So then that's a posel luluv. Zog de gemore weiter. Luluv sheyesh boi shloisha tvochim. Oma av Yehuda, so we had in the Mishnah, luluv sheyesh boi shloisha tvochim kedei lananeya boi kosher. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu, Shir Hodos Va'arove Shloisha. The Shir of the Hodos and the Arove is three Tvachim. The Lulav Arbo, and the Lulav has to be a fourth Tefach. Why? Kedei She Lulav Yoitze Mina Hodos Tefach. That the Lulav should be Yoitze Mina Hodos, and it should be a Tefach higher. What's the Yichus of this? So Rashi says Shelulav Yoitzi Lamaile Minahodos Kishem Shu Gavoye B'Minoi Mikulam. So just like in the Etzem Min, it's a taller Min, a taller Min. So in the Netila also, it should be a taller Min. Such a Shtik Torah. V'Rabbi Parnech Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shedroi Shelulav Tzor Sheyitzi Minahodos Tefa. Now he's saying Shedroi Shelulav. So let's see Rashi. Levad me ha'olim aruchim lemaylo. Besides the leaves, the long leaves, which come out from the shedra, la'ache shekosa shedra, she'ein oid alen dvukim v'oilim boy. That means that the shedra alone, so Rabbi Yochanan says that the lulav has to jut out or be longer than the hadasim, the shedra, you need a tefer of the shedra, and then you need the alim also. So we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, and Rapanacham Rabbi Yochanan, how much taller the lulav has to be from the hadasim? If the whole lulav is sufficient, if it's a tefach longer, or you need the shedra to be a tefach longer, so it comes out that the lulav is more than a tefach. Tanan, so the Gemara asks, we learned in the Mishnah, Lulav sheyesh boi gimel tvachim Kedela Naneya by Kosha. So the Gemara that Havamina learned that that's the Shia. The Shia is that he has to have Gimel Tvachim. He has to have Gimel Tvachim. And so it's Akasha and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they say he has to have Moy, he has to have Dalet Tvachim, or the Shedra itself has to be Dalet Tvachim. Eima Uchedela Naneya by. So the Gemara says, no, it means you need three tvachim plus you need a shir uchedela naneya boy. Then it's kosher. And what is the shir of uchedela naneya boy? Marke de islay umarke de islay. So he says the shir uchedela naneya is one more tefach. And Rabbi Yechanan says it is a tefach shedra plus alim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Eima uchedele naneya, Uma she yoitze le mailo min ha'agad hu amenaneya. Now Rashi tells us pshat in the sugya. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows. The Mishnah is telling us that you need, just like the hadasim and the arovis have to have three tvachim, the lulav also has to have three tvachim. But the lulav needs, you need also uchedele naneya, but you need what you can make ninua with. And Rashi says, so therefore you need more. Umashe yoitze lemaile min agat humin naneya. The ninua is only with the lulav, that which goes out from the lulav, from the agat. That what is in the agat, you can't be minaneya. So the pashtus of Loshen Rashi, Rashi means to say as follows. Where it is tied together, so it's tied together, so you can't be menaneya it. It's tied together. There's no ninua. It seems the ninua is the kiskus ha'alim, that what the alim shake. So in the agad, it's nothing is shaking. Everything is tied together. So you have to have, alkochoch, and you need ninua also. So alkochoch, you have to have a chelik that goes out of the agad to make ninua. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Now, the Olch Laner asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand what Rashi says. Rashi says, Umashe yoitze lemailo min ha'agad hu aminaneya. That what goes out from the agad, that what sticks out from the agad, that you are aminaneya. So he says, why does it have to be like this? He has three tvachim over here. Yes. So be mechaber, the three minim on the bottom tefach. So memelos, he can be menaneya already over here. So the bottom tefach, he can't be menaneya. Why does Rashi say that umashe yoitze min ha'agad hu amenaneya? Why does it go out from the agad? The whole thing is tied together. The bottom chelik is tied together. That's what he asks. Now, I once saw in Kafachayim, the Kafachayim says, I think this is what he means, in Taun on Aleph, Sivkot and Yud Beis, he says, when he speaks about Agad, U'mitzve sheyagdenu, sheloy ispazru, that the Hadassim and the Arovish should not separate mehalulev, b'shiyu noigim belulev. So there he speaks about that the leaves of the Hadassim and the Arovis should not spread out. It would seem from him that there's a hiddur that it should be mu'ugit from the top also. It shouldn't be samazoi there. It shouldn't be that they're attached from the bottom and then they're going out. It would seem from him that the whole goiva of the gimel tvachim of the Hadassim and Arovish should be noigim belulav. He says she noigim belulav shlo yispazru me'alulav. It shouldn't separate from the lulav. No, if that is true, so then faket and Rashi the Welt feels sich nicht asoi. But al kaponim, if that is true, doch aner also didn't feel sich. That was his kashi. He asks, he never knew that the agad is. But then we understand Rashi that Rashi says, so you can't be menaneya the agad. The agad is tied together. It's all tied together. There's nothing to shake. It's tied together. So memela, if you want to make ninua, you have to make ninua. That's what's lemaila min agad. The Marshal asks a kasha, which is a very often a kasha, the Sfasemes asks the kasha, the Alchaner asks the kasha. When we learn the sugi, it's very modern. We start off as follows. Omar Yudah Meshmul, Shehod Esvarov Eshloyshe, V'lulav Abo. Why? Kedei She'lulav Yoytze Minahod Estefach. The lulav has to be more, that it should jut out. So Rashi says, what's in it should jut out? So Rashi says, just like it's taller than all of them, so it has to, and then the teal it also has to be taller. Why does the lulav have to jut out? Because it's gavoya b'minay. Then later, the mob brings down the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the lulav has to jut out. So why, so, these are two, why do you give two different reasons? Why isn't the Mishnah enough? The Mishnah says the lulav has to jut out because she could only make ninua without his chutz la'agad. The agad you can't make ninua, so al kochach, you have to make ninua that without which is coming out from the lulav. So why does the Gemara have to give before a different reason? The mashal by Zbatzochim. The Chaner wants to say as follows, that is true, You need something that is not tied together to make ninua. But mehechi teisi, this should be the lulav. Let it be the hodos. Let the hodos be, let me mananei the alei hodos. That's zicha, you need something for ninua. So that's what they were boicher, that the ninua should be with the lulav. So the two different inyonim, the zicha and inyon to make ninua, but that we were boichel, that the ninua should be with the lulav, that was because it's kavoya b'minay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Marka de Islay or Marka de Islay? Toshma. Shir hodos varove shloisha. The lulav albo. My love, bahadi olim. That the shir of the lulav is the complete lulav, together with the olim. So that's the kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Loi levad ma'olim. Gufe. Shir hodos va'arove shloisha. Belulav arbo. Rabbi Tarfon oimer ba'amo bas chamisha tfochim. So the Gemara here, I have a minute, the Rabbi Tarfon is saying that you need, that the hadasim should be 5 tfochim. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Shori le mori le raptarfen. The Bani Shom should be moichel raptarfen to say such a shreklach chumre. Hashta ovois shloisha loy mashkechinim. We can't find hadasim tvi tvochim that should be roiv mishulish as chamisha mi boy. And the taller they are, the more difficult it is to find it should be mishulish. So how could raptarfen say such a chumre? He also Ravdimi Omar, so Ravdimi said no, Rav Tarfon did not mean that Adasim have to be 5 Tfochim. No, Ravdimi said that Rav Tarfon said as follows, Omar Amo Bas Shisha Tfochim, Asei Oisoi Bas Chamisha. That means you should take a normal Amo Shisha Tfochim, you should divide it up into 5 tfochim, make 5 big tfochim out of it. Make 5 big, that means like this, Amo Bashisha tfochim is Shisha tfochim beininim. Make an Amo. Now take such an Amo and divide it up into 5 large tfochim. Bas Chamisha. So that means that each tefach will be really 1 1/5 tefachim of a normal tefach. That's what you should do. Say mayhem now from this large tefachim, which are 1 1/5 tefachim, say mayhem shloisha lahodos. So the 3 big tefachim should be per hodos. So come out that the shir of a hodos will be 3 3/5 tefachim. Not, that's what Rav Tarfon didn't say such a big chumah. Not 5 tefachim. It's 3 3/5 tefachim. And, that's what he meant. Mashal lulav, and the fourth tefach will be also a big tefach for the lulav. Kama havaluhu, so how big are the dasim? Tloso, 3 tvachim, betilse, chumshi, and 3/5. Right? No, that's what Rav Tarfon said. So Rabbi don't have to jump down his neck, he just said it, says I, that the dasim have to be 3/5 of a tefach bigger. So the Gemara says, no, it's no good. Kashi de Shmuel ad de Shmuel. Hocha oma avina ma Shmuel. Shir hodos varove shloisha. So he said the shir is 3 tvachim. For hosam oma avina ma Shmuel, halocha ke Rav Tarfon. So memele, so these two, now according to you, you're telling me that Rav Tarfon says you need it should be 3 3/5 tvachim. Here he says it should be 3 tvachim. So the Gemara answered loidok. He was a medai. So what says, Eimed Amrina Leidok, Lachumre, Lekula Mi Amrina Leidok. So Kiosin Rovin Omar, no, Pshat Rav Tarfon is different. He meant you should take a Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim, you should make an Amo out of 5 Tvachim. Asay Oiso Shisha, take a smaller Amo, a normal Amo 6 Tvachim, make an Amo out of 5 Tvachim, and divide this Amo into 6 chalokim, and we'll say we'll have 6 small tefachim. So it comes out that each tefach in reality is 5/6 of a tefach. Ama bas chamisha tefachim, I say oisa shisha. Tei mehem shloisha lahados. So you'll have 3 tefachim for a hados. So that means that the size of the hados will be 15/6, which is 2.5 tefachim. Bashala lulav, and the tefach of the lulav, also be 5/6 of the tefach. Kamal havalu treyu palgis, will be 2.5 tefachim. So my mail, like the Gemara, soif, kasha de shmuel ad de shmuel. So we have a stir in shmuel. Here shmuel said that the hodos is 3 tefachim, here it's only 2.5 tefachim. Loidok, behind the chumru loidok, he said 3 tefachim, but really it's 2.5. Bamavunam shmuel, aloche kerabtav. Let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lamakad Islay, Lashmul Tefachim Alav, Rabbi Yechanan Tefach Shedra. My love, Bahadi Alin, and the sports forum, the Lulav is sports forum together with Alin. Yufte the Rabbi Yechanan. Ba'ame Bas Chamisha. Kasalke Daitech the Hochiko. Tzachli is Hodos, Varove, Amo, Bas Chamisha Tvachim. It should, the Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim. It should be Bas Chamisha Tvachim, an Amo that's Chamisha Tvachim. Shori Lei More, Yimche Lei Riboine, Kloi Metzorcho Lovakish Mechil Al Dvor, the Seisot Shechumre, Ovesh Shloisha Lei Mashkechinim, Shloisha Tvachim Enoni Mechilim Lintzai, Shei Ovesh Karoi, Kilua kemin kilia, v'doyim l'shar sheres, kadol kamon, v'roi v'aruchim hodo shoytaim, v'hu oim olon l'ba'ame bas chamishe, u'matriach al Yisroel. The Babet Mechila to say such a psak. Ki osa rabdimi, pirshul ad rabtafum, v'omad hor ad rabtafum, chum rezute hu. He's saying, not such a big chumi, you need a 5 tefachim for a hodas. Dinam ish loyshe kamon. You need 3 tefachim. Al shemeshayah betefachim gedolim. Tefachim kamalei letane kama. Tefachim heilu yu gedolim. Shechemisha mehem memalim. That 5 of these tefachim should fill in the space of amah beininis of a normal amah. Shein bov tefachim beininim. So this should be. You should make 5 tefachim out of a normal 6 tefachim amah. Amah bashisha chateich betefachim gedolim. Asay mena chamisha chalokim. Bam tishayr shloisha lahodos, betefach yoisa lalulu. Asha lalulu, revi sheyesavta lalulu, yivetefach godul keilu. Kama havalu lahodos varovet, tlosa tfochem beininim, betlosa chumshi. Loidok shmu bishiyurei venokat shloish, but really 3 3/5. Amo, so the Mor said, you don't say lakulu loidok. But says, Amo bas chamisha tfochem beininim, chalik oisa lashisha chalokim, but for him, Ktanim, Behem, Shio, Shloisha, Lahodos, Vabola, Lulev,
Tafen lekula bochi mashmi milse bebreise. The kambalei tanakam oisin shloishin tvochim. He told the tanakam these three tvochim shonam shayim bem. Ustam shloishin tvochim chatsi yam. Normally shloishin tvochim is a half an amim. Hein tvochim alolok tanim. Yudhi should be small tvochim layu elo chatsi amo. But it should be an amma, half of an amma, bas chamisha. Yeah. Loidok, Shmuel, Bishiel, Bishiure, Venokat Shloisha, the Sagi, the Bishlokat Shloisha, the Sagi betray Palge, Keraptal. Zoktaisves, Shedroi Shalulot, Bereise de Perik Habapeles Messiahle Lerapalach. Now we hear the Machloikis, does the Shedra of the Lulav have to be a Tefach, besides the Alim, or does the Tefach more, or does the whole Lulav have to be a Tefach more? So Taisva says, he said, Bereise, Irishachis, Dide, Tony, Oishie, Zire de Min Chabraye, Chamisha shiuron tefach. There are five things that have a shiur tefach. And one of the five things is the kachoshiv shedroi shalulav. The shedroi of the lulav has to have a tefach more than the hodos. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur, it's not the shedroi of the lulav. The whole lulav is a tefach more. For Shmuel lechayish, ayis lechayish adis barayis is akasha and Shmuel. Shmuel Achash, the loy misnaya be rabchiyah ve rabbayshi. This baraisa could be, is not as a faleslacha baraisa. So memeilas, it wasn't the spell from this baraisa. Tzaymem shloisha lohodos, vahashal lelulav. Question, vahashal lelulav, pesh bekuntres vohrevi, shayisavto, belulav, yeh betefach, it should be betefach godol kailum. Yes, from Shkosabem, the Tefach Lululub. Bechol inyan shenaforish, loy mituk mehi desanya chamisha shiurin Tefach kerabtafim, the Tefach the Lulub einai shove la'acherim. That means this parais which Tais was mentioned before, that it says there are five things that have a shir Tefach, so this ikhe does not go according to Rabtafim, because the other four things are a normal Tefach. And this is either a smaller tefach or a larger tefach, so it's not mistava that that apareise is like reptal. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Hodos agozul vayovesh posel. Shel asherev shir nidachas posel. Niktam roishoi, which means the eighth was niktam. Nifritzu alov, the alum fell off. Oishoyu anovov merubes mealov posel, vimiyatan kosher, ואין ממעטין ביונטב. זאת רשי, נפרצו אלוב, נושרו, דאלנם פלוב, אנובוב פרי שבוי, שדוי מלאונו, it's similar to a grape, and it's a berry of some sort, and so there's more anovim than alim, it's possible. Yeah. We had grad in Taisvis that we have more further also that anovim merube me alev means if it is the hushchel anovov, if the anovim are dark, so then it's more anovim than alem, it's possible. If the anovim are green, so it doesn't possible. So the sasemes klezah shaila. What if you have a more dark anovim than alim, but together with the green anovim, they're equal? So are the green anovim mitzurif to the alim, or the green anovim are only part of it? They don't make kalya, but you need that the alim should be al kaponim the same amount of the dark anovim. Tana rabon, anaf eitz ovoi she anofov. Choyfin es eitzoy, that the leaves should cover anaf eitz. So eitz is a branch, anaf is leaf. So there should be a leafy branch. Shanof of choyfin es eitzoy. The eizahu avi oimer zehodos. Let us see Rashi. Anaf eitz obis
Shekulay onof, the whole branch is leaves. Sha'eitz mechupe ba'olim, the eitz is covered with leaves. Ayidei shehein asuyim bekliye, that means one is over the other, it's like a shasheres. V'shoichvin al apeyim, and they are lying face down. So that's a zicha mehuda dekehodos. A mehuda dekehodos is that the leaves are not jutting out. They're take vertical and they're take covering the eight. Now Rashi says v'shoich min al apeim. So the Rashash is ma'ira over here. So what'll be if it's not shoich min al apeim? So it's not, then you see the branch. So it's not what it says over here. So he buys by Tzorchion that the Eilam Pirtzach, they do use such hadasim. The Kashras Abbas Haminim brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchem and the Bikuri Yaakov that this is only a gilui in the mean. That this mean is called Anaf Eitzovis because the mean grows like this. If we have Plotiyastike hadasim, which the Alim do not go vertically and cover the branch, it's also good. Yeah. Frag the Gemara weiter, ve'eim ezeisa, maybe it's a zayis, kuloi alin aruchin, or itzufin, and mitoich shein merubim, there's a lot of alin, mechasin aseit, be'inin ovois veleke, maise sharsheres, shumukovim ze al ze. So that is ovois. That means they interlock one with the other, and by a zayis it's not like that. Ve'eima dulva be'inan anofov choifin es eitzay v'leka. What is dulva? Eitz almain. This is a chestnut branch. Koluahu avolim alav ritzufin lechaseis kol eitzav. That means it's not in alav ritzufin lechaseis kol eitzav. One doesn't start right after the other. The Eima Hirdif, Rashi says, Kemin Kliya Suyin. This says all the milas. Amarabaye, Docher Dachinoyim Veleka. So what's wrong with this? Dachinoyim, Bahai, Mivriz Boris. So these leaves are very sharp. Mivriz Boris as a Yadayim. Kikoitzim, this distechs the hands, sheroshe alav asuyim chadim kemachat, they're very sharp, and memele, so docher dal chinoim. Rova oma mehocha, emes vashalim ehovu. Emes vashalim ehovu, bize einai loy emes, vloy shalim, shu osi lusam amoves. So memele, it seems that is a psastire to as a stira samamovis, which ends, which takes away life. One was destined to live longer, and it takes away life. That's a chasoron in the midas ha'emes, and a chasoron in sholem. So memela. So therefore, we don't use hirdiv, because hirdiv doesn't is felt in emes v'sholem. Let us see Taisvis. Dulve eitz almain kashteiner kaluahu kach perish bekuntres. So Rashi says there's three things what it says. Dulve is a eitz almain, and which is translated in French kashteinaya, whatever that is. Beperik im eina makirim choshev legabi asore mine arozim hein. And there it says it's almoin and it's dulve. It's from the mini arozim. But Taisva says it can't be this third thing. That's true that it's like dulve and almoin are the same, but it's not kashtenaya. Because there the leaves don't interlock. The by mizvus as a yadayim kekoichim shiroi alin. Shiroshi alin oisin asuyin chadin kemachet. Ha'emes v'asholim ehovu, v'ze'enoi loy emes v'loy sholim, shu'osi l'samamovis, kach pirish akuntres.
Valchinen huskak loimer tam bifne atzmoi, a kolko. So Rashi seems to say that there's a different reason. Sveltenbach ein loyam because it's a mamoves. You prick yourself when you hold it. Sveltenemes vasholim because it's a mamoves lebehime. Each reason is sufficient for both psukim. Both these are two psukim for one reason. Mitayr perushe mashma the hildof haina hildufni the perik elu treifis. The day it says achuzas dam vamoshenes v'shach ledufni shusama movus lebeim. That's why Rashi said sefelt nemes v'sholim because it's sama movus. So it seems we're speaking about hildif and the Mishnah says hildufni is sama movus. V'yev sheloi mekein k'demucha v'perik kol shor. Gabi Morer, the Kachoshev Hildufni Gabi Yeroki Shadam Yoitzbem Yedechevose Bepesach. Ye Yoitze with Hildufni. The Hildef Posel Osom, Shum the Mamatze means Roim, Af Morer means Roim. So you see that Hilduf is not Hildufni. Hildufni is a Samamovus Lubahime. It's Koshev a Morer. And Hildef is Posel. So, aber quasi Hildef is not Hildufni. Aber heinu, loi choshev, loi noyam, loi sholem. Vafi sheroshe, alov, chadim, v'uktsin, esa yedai. So, because it's one read that this reason is, it's not a samamovis, that's Hildufni. But, it pricks the hair. V'hait, ay. So why doesn't the Gemara give this reason by Morer? By time will I have a Mosel the main Megabi Morer, Sheyochel the Koyse Shoy Elohosir Oktzov. By Morer you can go and if this will be a kosher amin, you can solve this problem to Ksisha or take away the Uktzim. The Lecher Avolohi Gabi Netilus Lulev Tzor Kol Aminim Kederich Deilosam. So here Taisva says that if this is one of the meaning of lulav, this of a hados, this is one of the meaning of hados. So memele, so if you'll go and trim this mean, so you're not taking the mean kederech delosoi. As this mean is a mean that comes with kaitzim. So memele, so you have to take the mean the way it comes. God, I saw in the kashrus abbas aminim, it brings down. We had yesterday that Lamed Beis and Medalef Kovots Sheyaitzim B'Shedosh Le'Uktzin Kemin Koitzin. So there it says it's puzzle. If there's Uktzin coming out of the Shedra. So there he says for Dova Poshit, if you take off the Uktzin, it'll be kosher. That's what he says. So Dachsamid is a Poshit, a chiluk between this Halacha and Taisvis. He was speaking about, we know the mean. The mean of a lulav not necessarily needs kaitzim. God, we have a lulav grew with kaitzim. So this is not derech gdei losoi that this mean grows that way. This mean that goes God without kaitzim. This is a lulav that grew with kaitzim. So there's a psul on the netilas. Can I say velten dachi noyam? So al kaponim, that if you take out the kaitzim, if you take out the kaitzim, so he says, al taka be kosher. Masha enkein over here, here we're saying that this is the mean of hodos. The mean of hodos is hirdef. If that is the mean, so it is a mean that comes with kaitzim. So here there's a din. You have to take the mean derech de losa.